Proclamation number 8201, dated the June 27th, 1962. My God, why have you forsaken me? My pain and death on the cross was indescribably excruciating, and every description of the suffering is just a faint comparison with my real suffering, because I foresaw every phase of my act of salvation. I knew what my last task would be, and I did not have the reassurance to reduce the pain for myself, since I had to suffer the last hours as a mere human being. I certainly had all the strength, because God's, my eternal Father's, strength of love permeated me until the end, but by using my will I myself made no use of the strength of love. I did not accept its effect to reduce or alleviate the pain with its help. Otherwise, the act of salvation, which called for the utmost amount of suffering in order to redeem humanity's original sin, would not have been completely valid, and the deity within me knew my will and allowed me to continue. It withdrew itself because it was my will to achieve the highest degree of love for humanity, which again was only for my Father, for whom I yearned during the greatest agony, during the most severe suffering, and particularly during the final minutes of my physical life. And this yearning increased because I no longer used his effect, his strength of love. And in this longing for him, for my eternal Father, I exclaimed the words, my God, why have you forsaken me? I myself had wanted to complete the act of mercy for sinful humanity as a human being, because the greatest love I could offer my Father was to allow myself to be nailed to the cross on his behalf, because he himself had come to earth and taken abode within me after all, because he had wanted to carry out the act of salvation for his children himself, but being God, he was unable to suffer. And hence I accepted all torments and pain on his behalf and endured them to the end. No matter how often and intelligible I try to explain this to you, you will never quite understand it until the spiritual kingdom has received you, the kingdom of light and blissfulness. And the simplest explanation is always the words, the Father and I are one. Single quote, it was already a complete unification, and therefore I was able to say, it is finished. Single quote, Jesus the human being had sacrificed his life. He had suffered as a human being and experienced an unspeakably painful death, but he also had united with the eternal deity, because love was within the man Jesus until the end, or he could not have said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Single quote, and if love itself stayed silent, then only because it was necessary in finalizing the act of salvation, so that death could then be ascertained by all the people in his vicinity, so that his body could be placed into the grave from which he rose again on the third day. Every expression of God's Spirit in the end could still have caused people to doubt Jesus' death on the cross, because they would have recognized his bond with me, and faith in the act of salvation would have been the compelling result. But it had to be a free decision of will. You will not be able to understand this quite yet either, but as soon as you yourselves unite your spirit with the Spirit of the Eternal Father, you will become enlightened. And then you will also understand my word, which always aims to offer you an explanation that you can understand in accordance with your soul's degree of maturity or love. Especially in regards to the act of salvation, you should receive the pure truth and be given complete understanding, so that you can comprehend the magnitude of my love, which came to earth for you humans, for your guilt of sin, which accomplished the act of salvation in order to reopen the path to the Father, to redeem your immense guilt of sin, for this had closed your path to the Father's house forever. Amen.